From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Serbia says no to new migrants. Serbia says it's not able to handle the vast number of migrants gathered along the border with Hungary after Hungarian officials closed the crossing point as part of a crackdown on the migrants. Serbia's foreign minister Ivica Dačić called it unacceptable for migrants to have to return to Serbia, especially as more arrive from Greece and Macedonia. Hungary declared a state of emergency in two southern counties as part of its crackdown on migrants trying to reach the European Union. Zoltán Kovács is a Hungarian government spokesman.
Due to the situation caused by mass migration, the Hungarian government declares a state of crisis, a crisis situation, which obviously enables police and other authorities on the ground for a special protocol. The duration is as long as it is necessary.
Police have so far detained about 175 people. Those who enter Hungary without permission could be sentenced to up to 3 years in prison. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous violations, including murder and torture, in the country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a new report Tuesday that the human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated. Iran's nuclear chief says that the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog will visit Tehran later this week. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments to Iranian television after meeting in Vienna with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The IAEA will be in charge of overseeing the agreement Iran reached in July with six world powers to limit its nuclear program in exchange for economic sanctions relief. This is VOA News.